Minute of Mayhem.com presentation.
Seems like everything this year was three-dimensional, except the characters in The Tourist.
I feel bad about that joke. No, I'll tell you why. I'm jumping on the bandwagon, because I haven't even seen The Tourist. Who has? But no, it must be good, because it's nominated. So shut up, okay? And I'd like to quash this ridiculous rumour going round that the only reason The Tourist was nominated was so the Hollywood Foreign Press could hang out with Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie. That is rubbish. That is not the only reason. They also accepted bribes. All that happened was some of them were taken to see Cher in concert. How the hell is that a bribe? Really? Do you want to go and see Cher? No. Why not? Because it's not 1975. Welcome to the 68th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. It's going to be a night of partying and heavy drinking. Or as Charlie Sheen calls it, breakfast. Wow. Whoa. So, let's get this straight. What he did was, he picked up a porn star, paid her to have dinner with him, introduced her to his ex-wife, as you do, went to a hotel, got drunk, got naked, trashed the place while she was locked in a cupboard. And that was a Monday. What did he do New Year's Eve? I love this next presenter. He's so cool. He's the star of Iron Man, Two Girls and a Guy, Wonder Boys. Sorry, these porn films. What? Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Bowfinger. Really? Yeah. Up the Academy. Come on. He has done all those films, but many of you in this room probably know him best from such facilities as the Betty Ford Clinic and Los Angeles County Jail. Please welcome Robert Downey Jr.
Aside from the fact that it's been hugely mean-spirited with mildly sinister undertones, I'd say the vibe of the show is pretty good so far, wouldn't you?
You know our next presenter from such films as Hudson Hawk, Look Who's Talking, Mercury Rising, Colour of Night, Fifth Element, Heart's War. Please welcome Ashton Kutcher's dad, Bruce Willis.
Sometimes Hollywood does provide you with outrageous fortune. Ricky.